Hello.
I can't do an accent. I'm going to try. Okay. Hello, it's Megan.
And Brooks.
Well, this is bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo. Something got mixed up there.
Totally did. It's hard to try to have an accent and say stuff correctly.
Hello, I'm from Mexico.
I suck at accents, but that's nothing new. I've been trying lately to be better, but it's not something that happens overnight.
I've been trying lately to get better at it, to be better.
I try to do different accents just to see how, you know, it sounds, and they all sound the same. I can't do an accent. So, how you been?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just recently got home from work, from dumb old work.
Oh, yeah, stupid work. I keep telling all our listeners to share the podcast and leave us a review and send us money, but...
They're probably just waiting it out, you know, to build the suspense. So when it all hits at once, ooh, you know,
yeah,
it'll be more spectacular when it hits all at once. You know, you don't want it to trickle in. You just want it to, bam, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Super famous overnight. Paparazzi everywhere.
Yeah, like I want to wake up in the morning and then like see me on the news.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think that's the way to do it. That's the way to become famous, is to get up and just be like, oh, wait, what is that? That's me?
Oh, local man has a really good accent, but sister does not.
But sister doesn't. Is sister dragging brother down? We'll find out next after this commercial break.
Then they interview you. How does your sister not having a good accent affect you?
Oh. Wait, would they interview me like right then and there? Like I'd get a call during the commercial break?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh crap. Okay.
You feel obligated to do it. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's live. I have to do it.
Right. So yeah. Okay. So that's going to happen one day.
Yeah. Obviously.
We're going to be super famous. In the meantime, I've been trying to get on some game shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a show called Beat Shazam.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm really good at it. And I've tried out for it. Like, really tried out for it. They had a video call with me and we tried, you know, like they tested me on the things. But you have to have a partner for this show. I can't find any partners that are up to my musical knowledge level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely not me.
They literally called me a music savant.
A music savant.
Yeah. And then I was like looking up other savants and they all are like mentally challenged, but just really good in one area. And I was like, was that a compliment or like not?
So you're like Rain Man.
Yes.
Music. Like the Rain Man of music.
Oh God.
That's Madonna. Definitely Madonna.
That's me.
That is you. Oh. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, so I'm trying to get famous. And now there's this new show called Name That Tune where you don't need a partner.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's so easy, though. Every time I watch it, it's so easy for me. I'm like, you know what? I need to get on this show because I can do it. At the beginning, they just give you like a category and the band will play the song and you have to name the song. And then there's bid a note where you go back and forth bidding on how many notes it'll take for you to know the song. But they give you clues and the clues are so obvious. Like I have named the song before any notes at all because the clues just give it away.
Hmm. So they make it too easy.
Yeah. Like, and then if you... beat that person during bid a note, then it's just you and they give you 7 songs. You have 30 seconds and you like buzz in when you know the song and you have to, every song you get like $10,000. If you get all 7, then they add $100,000 to whatever you've already won.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I've only seen one person get all seven. But I mean, most of the people leave with like $70,000, $80,000,
$90,000.
Oh, wow. $190,000 would be better. But, and most of them are so easy. Like, these are not like random songs that nobody else would know. Everybody knows these songs.
Yeah.
You know? Like they play the celebration song, celebrate good, like those kinds of songs. Everybody knows these freaking songs. I mean, it is kind of hard to know the names of some of them because sometimes I'll know a song, but I don't know exactly what the name is. And especially like old rock songs that they don't even say the name in the song.
It's like me with like any song. Like I just name like a lyric out of it. And I'm like, yeah, you know that song. It's that song.
Yeah, I try to tell. Kevin says, anytime you sing me the song, I never know it. So just why are you even trying? But then he'll know the song if I play it for him. And I'm like, I sound exactly like they did. So I don't understand why you can't name my song.
I don't know. I mean, this is kind of different, but we me and my wife play this game where, you know, we watch, we don't watch a whole lot of TV, but we watch like, you know, some old TV shows and mostly movies. But we like to find out who different actors are from, like what other movies or shows they've been in.
Oh, I am so good at that. They need a game show for that because I would be really good at that too. Yeah. I'm just good at everything, but super good at this.
she's really good at knowing like what the stuff that the actors have been in.
Yeah.
And I pick up on voices though. I'm like more of like an audible person. Like I'll hear someone's voice. I'm like, that voice sounds familiar. I'm like, they were in this. And that's how I know is like by their voice.
Yeah.
From the way they sound.
I'm good at both though. Like if they're like super young and something that I'm watching and now they're really old, then I can catch up on their, because we watched the other day and this is so weird. I watched Twilight Zone. Big Twilight Zone fan, but you know that. And it's on Hulu, by the way. I was watching the episode with the little boy who can control things with his mind and like wish people away and create like monsters and stuff. Do you remember that episode? And like everybody in the town has to be super nice to him, and whatever he does, they're all like, that's good, it's real good you did that. Like, and his mom, I was like, oh my god, I know who his mom is. And of course, she's super young because it's the 1960s. It was Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Cloris Leachman is?
No. What else has she been in?
Frau Brugge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein.
She passed away like 2 days ago, like right after that episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy because I watched that episode and then the next day I was seeing the news articles where she passed away at the age of 94. But she's one of my favorites. She also plays Mau Mau in Raisin Hope. Have you ever watched that show?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
It's hilarious. She's kind of out there. She loses her memory and then gets it back and loses it. So she's like the funny character on the show.
I'm not good at recognizing actors when they're young, especially like little girls. Because my wife does things like, hey, do you know who she is? Like you watch old movies. It's like, you know who that little girl is? And my answer is always Reese Witherspoon. And she's like, no, why do you always say Reese Witherspoon?
Well, because she was a child actress. So yeah, I mean, chances are it could be her.
It could be her.
Oh, Kevin's really bad about that with music. Like I said, musical savant. I just keep thinking of Rayman. But I'll say like, who is this? And he'll listen to it for a little bit and be like, Eric Clapton? And I'm like, no, this is Bob Dylan. And he's like, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, same thing. And it makes me so mad because I'm like, no, they're two totally different people.
They're different individuals.
Yes. They sound nothing alike. But yeah, so he's like that with music, like you are with Reese Witherspoon. Everybody's Eric Clapton. Kevin's good at it sometimes, but sometimes he will be like for certain it's somebody and it looks nothing like that person. And I'm like, why would you think it was him? Like,
this reminded me of, you ever see that stuff on like YouTube, the deep fake videos where they change their faces? to make them look like other actors.
Yes. I have seen that because I was watching one and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, wait a minute, because they did it on The Office. Like whenever Dwight dressed up like Jim, they actually put Jim's face on Dwight. And I was like, wait a minute.
So my wife didn't know anything about this stuff. And I showed her Bill Hader. I think he's on the Conan O'Brien show. And he was doing impressions of Tom Cruise and like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he does like really good impressions.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And he was doing the impression of Tom Cruise. And they did the deep fake. Like, it seems he changed into Tom Cruise's face. And she was like, she's like, hey. I said, what? She's like, he looked like Tom Cruise for a second there. I was like, yeah, he's impersonating him. She's like, I could have swore. I mean, he looked like, and then it did again. He's like, look, it's doing it again. It looks like Tom Cruise. And I said to her that, and I told her what it was. And she was like, oh my God. She's like, you fucking knew. And I couldn't stop laughing. And I sent her that meme of Leonardo DiCaprio where he's sitting on the in the recliner. He's holding the beer and the cigarette. And he's pointing at the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this was you. Like, hey, you look like Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. You really love fucking with your wife.
I do. It's fun. It's great.
Kevin's caught on mine. Like, he'll ask me what something means, and I'll just say something way off the wall like I know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's caught on to that. Though. He's like, no, it doesn't.
I do that to my wife all the time, and then she tries it on me. She'll say something. What was it? I think I took, like, some medicine one day and drank some, like, Gatorade. She looked at me. She's like, oh, you're not supposed to take that mess and drink Gatorade at the same time. I just looked at her and she just bust out laughing. She's like, damn it. But you can't give me my own stuff.
Yeah, I know. He tries to. And just like her, he's like, he picks the most random things to tell me. And I'm like, I know the truth. You can't fuck with me if I know what the truth is.
The main one that comes to mind, like I do it all the time, but the main one that I love was when I think I talked about this before, where I was making burritos one night.
Oh yeah.
Did I tell you about this one? I did like a bunch of them, and then I set one to the side, to the right of the frying pan, getting ready to cook them. And I grabbed another one instead of that one and put it in there. And she was like, why'd you set that one right there? She's like, I thought you were gonna cook that one first. I was like, no, it's, you know, Mexican tradition. You make the first one watch while you cook the others. Makes them taste better. She said, really? I said, no, not really. No one does that.
Oh God. I did the same with my kids. Just wait, if you have kids one day, it's so easy to fuck with them though. Because they absolutely don't know better. So they'll tell their friends and stuff, and their friends will be like, no. Which for the longest time, Cooper and Henry were telling people I was 18 because I told them I was 18.
Yeah.
So Cooper's going to school, like he's in the third grade, and like, my mom is 18. They're like, no, wait a minute.
Wasn't she 18 last year?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if she's 18 and you're 8. poor boy, he wasn't very good at math. He did tell people in kindergarten, though, they were going around the room talking about what their parents did for a living. And since he didn't know what I did, he knew I worked in Greensboro. He said, oh, my mom is the mayor of Greensboro.
All right, so get this.
Yeah.
All right, this is like, I think it was like sixth grade. There was legit a kid in our class who did not know his parents' names. Really? Did not know their names.
Mama and Daddy?
He said, I was just called Mama and Daddy. Like, no shit.
Oh God, I wonder how that kid's doing today.
No, I don't know. But I just remember, like, we were just going, I don't know if it was like a project or something we were doing. It was something with our parents' names. And this guy was just like, I don't know my parents' names. And the teacher was even dumb about it. She was like, what? Like, I just called him, and he legit said that. He said, I just called Mom and Daddy.
If you got lost at the mall, what's your parents' names?
Mom and Daddy.
Mom and Daddy.
Will Mom and Daddy please come to the security office? Mama and Daddy.
I assume he knew his last name, so they would be like, what's their real names? Mama Smith and Daddy Smith.
And Daddy Smith. Mama Smith and Daddy Smith.
Parent?
A Adult Smith.
Okay. Oh, whew. Starting off strong.
Yeah, we are.
I knew there were like dumb people in my schools. I'm trying to remember. It's been so long.
I was one of the dumb kids though too.
Yeah.
I got caught turning my desk into a mech.
Oh yeah.
I took like two pencils. There was like two holes in my desk. You know, they had like the little slats where you're like putting your pencils in. Like yeah. Old school desks.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was like two holes in them. And so I took my pencils and I stuck it in there and I was just going. My teacher looks at me and is like, Brooks, you okay? I said, well, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Let me just get back to my spot.
Just took me out of my zone, okay? I was in the middle of driving. I could have had an accident. Very sensitive equipment, okay?
You do your thing. Let me do mine.
Now, you be over there. I'll be over here in my mech, okay?
Oh, my favorite class. Just a lesson. Just do your job, teacher. My favorite class was U.S. history in high school because my friends were in there. Our cousin Josh, who I grew up with, was in there. So we had a blast. And it was this teacher's first year of teaching. So it was like he was learning with us, you know?
Yeah.
And there was one kid that slept all the time. We called him Sleepy and we would just wake him up for tests and stuff. I remember he woke up one time and said bacon.
Yeah.
But he got it right. The guy's name was like Nathaniel Bacon. So,
wow. Wow.
Yeah, he woke up and answered it. And then there was another kid.
He was a savant.
Yeah, he was a bacon savant. There was another kid that nobody could ever understand what he was saying. He had some kind of speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
But the teacher would never ask him to like repeat himself. And I remember one instance where it was like the end of the class and the guy asked a question and like nobody knew what we were all looking at him. And when he got done, it was just like, Mr. Turner, like just gibberish. And we looked at Mr. Turner to see what he would say. And he just said, yep, tomorrow. That's still, if I don't understand what somebody says, my go-to is yep, tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure I use that as well. I think I got that from you.
Yeah. And it's the same class where he told us that AIDS came from somebody having sex with a monkey.
Oh yeah.
And I came home and told y'all.
And then I started doing that, you know, how do people find that out? Like they just like a doctor just walks in, it's like, all right, we're gonna hey, what are you doing that monkey?
Right.
So that became a thing in our family. We just, hey, what are you doing with that monkey?
Yes. Oh, see, so much material came from this class.
Well, and then became part of our family. I'm pretty sure our dad would say that randomly as well.
Yeah, anyway, he would.
What are you doing with that monkey?
What are you doing with that monkey? I told y'all that he said it happened on an airplane and y'all were like, oh God, that makes it worse. Somebody walk in the bathroom. What are you doing with that monkey?
What are you doing with that monkey on this airplane? In the air.
Where the monkey can't get away.
Yeah.
Poor old monkey.
How did he track that back? Like, how did you know the source, like ground zero?
I have no idea. I think that's just like a theory. That's out there.
I mean, that's a pretty specific theory that someone had sex with a monkey on a flight.
Right.
It's it feels like there's some truth behind that. You know?
Well, you got to think like the really bad viruses came from animals. COVID.
That's true.
They said they ate the bat, but was he eating it?
But what did he do with that bat?
We know that bat.
We know that bat. Mad cow disease?
That reminds me of the anti-smoking bat.
Oh, yes. Anti-smoking bat.
Which we will talk about after we come back from thanking our sponsor. We're back.
What a lovely word from our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Whoever recorded that, super professional.
Professional.
So the anti-smoking bat, we've talked about before.
I think we brought it up.
Yeah, I would go outside and smoke a cigarette and it would be at night or just getting dark and this bat would come right up to me and it would freak me out and I would throw my cigarette and go back in. And nobody believed me. Y'all all made fun of me and called it the anti-smoking bat. And you used to have like a little voice for it, didn't you?
Yeah. We just roll up and go, "Eh, that smoke's bad for you."
Yeah.
And you go, "Eh," and just throw your cigarette and run.
And then one day you were outside with me smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, that bat flew up and scared us.
Yeah, it almost got in your hair. It reminded me of Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's like my first run in really with the bat. And then we had that one that got in the house in Fayetteville with me and Jessie, our little sister.
Yeah.
Jessie was laying on the couch and I was standing in the kitchen. And I saw it come from their dining room and go down the hall. And I was I looked up and I was like, was that a, and I didn't even get it out before Jessie was like, whoa, she's terrified of bats. And she hits the floor and that thing comes flying back in. I'm like ducking. It's like doing circles around like the living room, kitchen and dining room.
Oh my God.
And she's still just, I'm like, open the door. She crawls over the door and opens it, grabbed the broom and dustpan. And I probably looked exactly like Russell Crowe from Gladiator. You know, with a sword and shield, except I had a broom and a dustpan.
Right.
And so I'm, you know, I'm blocking and parrying and thrusting and, you know, it's going around in circles. And finally I tag it and it hits the curtains over the kitchen sink and just kind of like pulls the curtains around it. So it's just hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed there till Animal Control showed up and got it.
And you said they just like came in, got it, and left. Like there was no theatrics.
They came in with a Tupperware.
Yeah.
And just went in the curtain and like popped them in the Tupperware and put like a little lid on.
Yeah.
Like leftovers or something. I was like, we had Tupperware. I could have done that.
And that was like certified bat kitchen stuff.
Yeah. Like I thought they'd come in with like, you know, bat spray or something.
Right. That's what I was thinking too.
Like a gun that shoots like bat nets.
The tank on their back.
Yeah. Like a gas mask.
Yeah. But no, Tupperware will do it.
Oh. Maybe something Ghostbuster-ish looking, like they come in like jumpsuits and.
Right. I ain't scared of no bat.
Yeah. Don't cross the streams. And then you just hit it with lasers and then just like goes to the ground and then gets sucked into a box. Nope, just Tupperware.
Mm-hmm. Did they say what they were going to do with it?
No, they didn't say what they're going to do with it.
Because it would have been funny if they went out, released it, and then it came right back in.
We just didn't close the window it came in. It came right back in the same window.
It reminds me of that meme. With Tom Hanks and the guy that takes over the ship.
Oh yeah.
Look at me. This is my house now.
This is my house.
Yeah, no. I don't like bats either. I don't know anybody that's like a bat. Stop it. Oh, Bill Engvall. Oh, you remember that CD Daddy had?
Oh, I remember all those CDs.
Oh my God, yeah.
Roy D. Mercer.
Roy D. Mercer. I made the kids listen to him. They like it. We thought it was hilarious too.
Oh, that was good stuff.
My favorite was the Lovebirds.
The Lovebirds.
Yeah, where he talks about how he calls the guy that owns like a trucking company and says that this truck pulled out in front of him and he had this thing of Lovebirds in the front seat and he had to slam on brakes. Them Lovebirds went in the floorboard and he was like, and they died. They died in each other's wings. And the people get so pissed off at him. How big a boy are you?
How big a boy are you? Yeah. Once he had a whole barrel of whoop ass, he's going to pour it all over him.
Yeah. He's on YouTube if anybody wants to look him up. And I think he was on Apple Music. That's how I got the kids to listen to him, like all of his stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It nice. Brought That's back nice. Some memories.
Yeah. Blast from the past.
You had to find the Lovebirds episode.
That was a good thing back in the day too. Just taking the old CD player outside, popping a CD in. Mm-hmm. And hitting the trampoline.
Ooh.
You just bounce it out.
Wrestling on the trampoline. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We used to do flips and fall off the trampoline. And
yeah. We used to play pretty rough. We even had a game called Dropkick Mania. Yes. Where you had to drop kick someone. And if you knocked them down, that's 1 point. If you knocked them off the trampoline, that's 2 points. So, yeah, we played pretty rough.
Super rough. I know. Yeah. That's how Daddy found out I got a tattoo. I was wrestling with Jesse on the trampoline. And he's like, "Megan, get your ass down here right now." And I knew exactly what he saw. But I hid it from him for a good 6 months at least.
Oh. Damn trampoline. I used to do swan dives off of it on Betsy, our youngest sister.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime she'd get in the close trampoline, I was on it. I'd just dive off. She would like ride her bike around the house and she'd come around on her bike. And I'd just swan dive like right off the trampoline on top of her. And we just go toppling over. We were pretty resilient kids.
We were. Like, we did some stuff. I'm like, how did we survive as long as we did? You know, like just jumping off of stuff and making bike ramps and crazy stuff. And we used to make up the stupidest games that made no sense whatsoever.
That's because we were poor.
We were very poor.
So we had to be creative.
Like do you remember the witch's brew? The stirring,
yeah, I remember the
stirring
witch, yeah. My brew. We had to stand there stirring our brew. Like, was it me, Jesse, and Betsy stand there acting like we had a broomstick and we were stirring a brew. And you would just be under, what was it? It was like the art easel.
Yeah.
With a blanket over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd reach out and grab someone.
Yeah.
And that was the game.
And I don't know why we often put stir and brew in there. Like, it had anything to do with anything.
I don't know. Maybe it felt like a witch was coming out of the brew. I don't know. At the time, it made sense.
Do you remember Mom and Daddy's waterbed?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
We used to play on that.
Mm-hmm. We used to be out at sea.
Yeah. We would be out at sea. And I used to do this, like, we were so poor. Oh, my God. Okay. I used to do this granny character. Do you remember that?
The granny character?
Yes. I used to play with y'all and be like a granny and like talk like a granny. And I remember this. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I remember on the waterbed, we did this Baywatch granny. Where y'all would be out at sea and then granny would come save you. God.
Yep.
We were so crazy and poor. If we didn't mention that before, we were super poor.
Remember, I used to pull my jammy bottoms or my sweatpants over my shoulders and put my arms down in my pants, so I look like just a pair of legs with a head on it, and I'd just run around.
Just chase us. We used to have those boxing tournaments, but we couldn't afford two
sets of gloves. We only had just the one pair.
Yeah.
So each person got one glove.
Yeah. And Daddy would videotape us. I mean, I'm pretty sure right there was proof of child abuse.
Just let your kids slug it out.
Yes. And then Jesse was the referee and would come in between us.
Break it up. All right, fight. And then as soon as we start fighting, she goes, "All right, break it up.
Yeah.
Fight." And then like simultaneously without even like, not even like looking at each other or getting any acknowledgement, we both just started hitting her.
And then she went over there crying
to
Daddy and he was just laughing at her. Oh, we were mean to her.
I remember I wanted to be, I wanted to be a stuntman. And I used to take the bicycle out into the, you remember the big yard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The empty lot next to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just an empty lot next to us. We were in a trailer. So we had the front yard, the backyard, and then the big yard.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just take that bike out there into the big yard and I'd go as fast as I could. And then I would stand on the actual seat and then turn the handlebars as hard as I could one way and flip the bike. And I would just dive off and work on my rolls.
Yep.
For when I landed.
I remember that. Oh. Good times.
Yep.
I remember mowing the yard, that big yard.
Yeah, well, in the big yard. So that's where we played.
Yeah, it was. And you said that we lived in a trailer, and it was a single wide, two bedroom trailer. And yes, there were four kids, so we all shared one room.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a big house at all.
Also, this is probably a good time, too, to maybe bring up to our listeners. What dumb games did y'all used to play when y'all were kids?
Yeah. What did you make up that was like Baywatch Granny?
Yeah, because I'm sure people are listening right now and thinking, like, you know, oh, wow, this is a lot like my childhood because we were poor as well. And we used to play this dumb game.
Right.
You know, what was y'all's dumb games?
That was just like a sampling of ours. We had several dumb games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all I can remember, though.
I remember we used to take a mattress and just make sandwiches on each other.
Yeah, we called it peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, that's all it was someone would lay there and we would flip the mattress over like as like a sandwich and lay on top of it. So yeah. We'd sandwich a person in between the mattress.
Yeah, it would like we would like bend the mattress and then and we also would bend it and then like let it go and then like fly off of it. Mm-hmm. Because I remember doing that one time and we broke the window in our room and we got in big trouble for that.
Oh, do you remember the shaving cream fight?
Oh my God. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got in trouble for that too.
Yeah, but that was a good time. That was worth it.
It was everywhere. Why did we have that much shaving cream?
Because Daddy had like a case of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably the bad thing. That's probably why they were so upset, because we went through that entire case of shaving cream. Because it went from just like a practical jokes to putting like a little bit like on doorknob and like one, a little bit on like one of the pole chains for the lights.
Yeah.
To just being a straight up shaving cream fight.
We had it head to toe shaving cream. And yeah. I remember, I don't know if it was mama or daddy telling me, if you use shaving cream, you're going to grow hair there. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be so hairy.
Yeah, I'm a little like a werewolf.
Yeah. I'll be cussing it. Good times, good times.
Well,
what are some of the dumb shit that we believed when we were younger? Oh, man, there's got to be a lot. Like the shaving cream thing. Because, I mean, I was told that if you put shaving cream on an area, then you're going to grow hair there.
Hmm.
There were other things our parents, like, made us believe. Oh, if you be quiet during a thunderstorm, it'll go over faster.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Daddy used to make us lay down and be quiet during a thunderstorm just because he liked to lay down during the thunderstorm. So he told us if we were quiet, then it would go over faster.
Okay, that makes more sense now.
Yeah. we believed in the bald-headed bully butcher.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what our nanny or great-grandmother told us.
Yes. To keep us out of the woods.
If we went too far into the woods. And the bald-headed bully butcher would come and take us.
I was like terrified of that thing.
Oh. I used to have nightmares. Jesse had nightmares about it.
Yeah. Well, I would like picture him being like outside the window looking in and like I had to stay under the covers or he was going to get me.
Mm-hmm.
That was with a lot of things though. What else was some things that our parents would tell us? I'll have to think about it. I know there are plenty of things though. And just like the stupid stuff we believed.
I talked to my wife about what they called pee and poop when they were little.
Oh, God.
Remember what we called poop?
Shoo-shoo.
Shoo-shoo. And where did they even come from? It's like, I got to go shoo-shoo. Like, don't say poop. You got to say shoo-shoo.
Oh, God. And then what we called our private areas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I know what I called mine. What did y'all call yours?
Well, wait a minute. What'd you call yours?
My penis was a bug.
Yeah.
This is my bug.
It is your bug. All right. Ours was our poo-tang.
Really? That's still bad. That still sounds bad.
It's awful. Like, it's not a cutesy word for it. Like, no. Bug.
Like, bug. Yeah. Like my little bug, you know?
This is my poo-tang.
Yeah, that's awful.
You can't say poop, but you can say poo-tang. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. We just, like, and we had really thick accents back then.
Oh God, yes.
Super thick. And I mean, we would call pants breeches.
I still call pants breeches.
I do too, but not as much. Like, that's all it was breeches.
I do it more like out of like irony now.
Yeah.
Like I did, I do it to like make fun of like my younger self. And so I was just like, oh, my britches. I tore my britches.
And I told Kevin that like a lot of stuff we didn't experience until we were much older. And I remember the first time I ate Chinese food, I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time I ate Mexican food was when I was spending the night with a friend while I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. Like, we never went out to eat, hardly ever.
Well, if we did, it was like what? McDonald's, Pete's, or mm-hmm. Pizza Station?
Yeah, that's basically it. And Pizza Station only on $5 pizza nights.
Yeah. Was that? It was Tuesdays. Was it Tuesdays or Thursdays?
No, it was Mondays.
Was it Mondays?
Yep, it was Mondays.
That's right, because we watched wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you remember who got us into wrestling, though, right?
Who?
Meemaw.
Well, yeah. Meemaw's still in it.
No.
Oh, we used to watch the hell out of that. And then, of course, we would do more of our crazy stunts. We would learn from the wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was amazed
what the trampoline was. We used to choreograph like actual full-on matches.
Right. Yeah.
I still to this day, like, I want to get in an actual wrestling ring.
Yeah.
I bet you that, like, especially like me and Jesse would do like full-on like choreographed stuff. Betsy was even pretty good at it for a while there too.
Yeah. I don't know if they would be good now.
Only one way to find out.
They've gotten a little bigger, but.
Well, we're gonna have to hit the YouTube channel.
Oh God!
And do a reunion wrestling match.
Yeah,
reunion.
It hurts my joints just thinking about it.
I'll probably feel it, but like I still want to do it because I think I'd be all right at it. Like I think maybe I would even go as far as saying maybe there might be an amateur like wrestling in my town. Maybe I could get into that.
Hey, there probably is because, you know, they have like the Pelham wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
It like comes on like local TV channels or something, like some weird local TV channel.
Right. And then they have like those little wrestling rings with like fold out chairs around it.
Yeah. It's like, it's in like a gym somewhere.
Yeah.
Like a gymnasium somewhere.
I'm sure they have an amateur league, but you're going to be going up against really young guys.
Shit. I show them how it's done. I'll be busting out like some old moves on them.
They'll have their like outfits and you'll come out with like a Speedo on.
Yeah, old school. Like they'll have like their whole like costumes and everything. And I'm just going to come out wearing a Speedo and like like a knee brace, like two knee braces, like Stone Cold. But it's actually going to be like useful to me because I have bad knees. Right. They're going to call it, that's like my wrestler's name is Bad Knees McGee.
Watch out for them knee braces. They got metal in them.
Always reaching into his knee brace for something. Was he got brass knuckles?
Oh, shit. Now if he could just catch his opponent. Yeah. You got to look into that.
I got to look into this. Yeah. If anything, that's what I'm going to do. I'll make like an appearance that we can put on our YouTube channel. And perfect. I'll be there to promote our podcast on the local wrestling station.
We'll get two new listeners.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, a new challenger approaching the ring. Almost Brooks from the Sis Bro Show.
You could have Sis Bro Show, a comedy duo on your Speedo, but it's so little like nobody can see.
I'll have like the full Sis Bro Show comedy duo and then like all the links to, for the podcast. So it's just like super tiny print. So the camera's got to get like right on my ass.
Like the top of your crack showing. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
I'm like all out of breath and trying to adjust my speedos. I'm like, I might, you know what, to make it the print better, I might go even old school, even more old school and wear like the, what was it like Andre the Giant used to wear in the Giant?
Oh God.
Like one strap, like leotard or whatever yeah. it is. What is that?
I don't know. Like, it reminds me of like a slingshot.
Yeah. I think I might, exactly. That's what I might do.
Yeah. You're gonna need that.
Mm-hmm. Elbow and knee pads.
Oh God. Yeah, yeah. And, what's his name used to wear it too? The Big Show. Is that what you said? Did you say The Big Show?
Yeah. Cause he used to be the Giant on WCW.
Yeah.
Because there was Andre the Giant, and then later on there was the Giant, and then the Giant became the Big Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Big Show. And now he's got his on Netflix, The Big Show Show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my, what is this show about? How come I'm not just now hearing about this?
Thought I told you about this, but it's on Netflix, and it's just about him and his family. And it's not even reality. It's like a sitcom called The Big Show Show.
Like I said, I want to watch this. Like,
it's got Urkel on it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. He plays neighbor? His friend.
Oh,
no, I don't think he's his neighbor, but he's not like Urkel. Like, it's the actor that played Urkel. But I thought I told you because I called the boys into the room and I was watching it. I don't know why I was watching it, but I was watching it just to see how it was, you know. Mm. And I paused it with Steve Urkel and I was like, y'all know who that is? And Cooper goes, oh, it's Steve Urkel. And Henry looks at Cooper and said, oh, you told me he was dead.
Yeah, okay. I do remember that. I do remember that now.
Cooper's all the time fucking with Henry. Like, all the time. Like, Henry will just come in my room and be like, yeah. And I'm like, what? He's like, Cooper said you needed me. I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, damn it, Cooper. So I've passed down my love for fucking with people to Cooper.
Yeah. It is. I think it's genetics.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be, because yeah. Daddy sure as hell like to fuck with people, too. Yeah. Our mom, not so much, but...
No, our dad, definitely.
Yeah. He liked to watch us do it, too.
Yeah. He got a kick out of it.
Yeah. Still does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he tells me about, like, funny stuff. Like, he'll tell me the same story over and over, but... Every time it's funny, though, because he tells me about him getting drunk and, he, you know, he wears that CPAP machine now.
Mm-hmm.
And
sleep apnea.
Yeah. He said he was drunk and he was telling his friends, he was like, I'm about to go to sleep with nothing but my CPAP on. And then he's like, looks at Anne and says, hey, baby, you ever had sex with Darth Vader? He's so crazy.
Well, that's right. He likes to bring up a lot of old stories too.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When we're little. Because I'm pretty sure, like, almost every time I go over there, he likes to talk about the watermelon.
Oh, yeah. The watermelon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He loves to tell that story, like, every time I go over there about how a tornado was coming and everyone was getting loaded up in the vehicles. And they were just, everyone's grabbing stuff and throwing it in. Come on, come on. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I come to the door. Holding a big ass watermelon that was bigger, almost bigger than me. And I said, Daddy, what about the watermelon? And he said, damn that watermelon, boy, we gotta go.
He was looking forward to some watermelon.
Yeah, I didn't want nothing to happen to that watermelon. I was looking forward to it. So, yeah, I mean, this is one of the stories he just likes to bring up and talk about.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a really good one.
Classic.
One that he used to, when I was really little, like really little, he used to ask me who I wanted to marry in front of people because he thought it was hilarious that I would say Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious, though.
And I was really little, you know, and he's like, come up, tell him who you want to get married to. And I'm like, Michael Jackson. And everybody just laughs. And I'm like, why are y'all laughing? I love him.
I love Michael.
I remember somebody saying, well, you're not a little boy though, so he ain't gonna like you back. And I'm like, what? I don't understand.
You remember them getting me to do the Ace Ventura impression to, like, I don't even know who they were.
This is some random people we saw.
I don't know if it was random people or people they knew.
Yeah,
but
I'm leaning
more. I'm leaning more towards we didn't know these people.
Yeah,
But they thought it was hilarious if I would get up and do my Ace Ventura walk over to them and do my impression and then come back.
Yeah. People thought it was hilarious too.
Yeah, they did. They thought it was hilarious because I had down pat. Like, I mean, I practiced. I had the walk.
You did. And the point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to get you to do that a lot though.
Yeah, because it was on point. It was like, I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn or anything. You know, I want to be modest and all that, but I'm fucking amazing at it.
Have you tried it lately?
No, I haven't. I mean, every once in a while, I still, you know, bust out the alrighty then, or like when we're playing games and we park a vehicle, I'll still go like a glove.
I like that. I say that too. Oh. I quote random things on shows and movies, like not even like the famous lines, you know?
Yeah.
And most people don't get it.
You know, I talked to my wife about doing a line of t-shirts of not so famous lines and quotes from people in movies.
Oh my God, no, shut up. Because I had the exact same idea and told Kevin about it the other day.
Really?
I swear to God. I swear to God. Okay. All right, so we gotta do this.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because one of my ideas was from Tremors. It was the Mexican dude when they're up on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, what was the quote? I can't remember the quote. So because it's not even that famous. Oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna get the bobcat or whatever to pull everyone, and the Mexican guy looks at him and goes, "We can't off it on the bulldozer." And that was gonna be the t-shirt, which is a picture of him and the quote saying, "We can't off it on the bulldozer."
That'd be great.
Yeah, so just a whole line of t-shirts of not so memorable lines. Like, so when you look at it, like it's familiar, like I know that person, I know that quote, but what is it from?
Right. Yeah. No, I had the same idea, and I can't remember what my example was, because like you said, it's not that famous, so. Mm. Oh, it was from Young Frankenstein. God, when he was trying to get him the when the monster had him, and he was trying to get them to give him the what the sedative, and he said, "Give him a sedative." And it's just Igor saying, "Give him a sedative." And then whenever they finally do the sedative, he's like, "Sedative." I love Young Frankenstein.
Well, that's crazy that we both had the same idea, though.
Yeah. All right, right there. There's our first two t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Only fans will understand, but they will still buy them, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're like more for, since it's not so famous quotes, it'd be more for like the hardcore fans of like whatever it's referencing. Because hardcore fans would be like, "Hey, I know where that's from." Other people were like, "Oh, that's kind of familiar, but I don't know what that is."
Like, I'm thinking of like Mel Brooks movies, because there's so many lines in Mel Brooks movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Blinken from Robin Hood Men in Tights has so many good ones.
Oh, I have another good one, because this was a funny one that we kept doing after we watched the movie. Me and my wife watched Blue Streak the other day.
We were watching that the other day.
No, you weren't.
Yes, because it's really? On Netflix, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. We watched Blue Streak. Okay, so you'll get the reference because you recently just watched it. That's perfect. All right, so you know where Dave Chappelle's character is, you know, trying to rob that liquor store?
Yes.
Now you trap him in the alley, and he's yelling at Martin Lawrence, who's like, you know, pretending to be a cop, but he's really a jewel thief.
Right, right, right.
And he's like, "What are you doing here, Miles?" And he's like, "Who's Miles? Who's talking to you?" He's like, "He's all doped up. He's high." And then what's his name? Owen Wilson's brother. I can never remember. Luke Wilson.
Yeah, Luke Wilson.
Just looks around and goes, "He's high." And so that's another short right there. It's just Luke Wilson doing that face, and then just says underneath that, "He's high." Because after that point, like, me and my wife kept doing that. We kept just looking around going, "He's high."
I think of like Tommy Boy too. Like his faces.
Mm-hmm.
When he does something like that. It's a clip on, and then he does that face after.
Yeah.
That's perfect. All right, I gotta write down some ideas for t-shirts.
Yep, gotta write down.
All right.
So, also other ideas from our listeners, some not so memorable quotes from movies or TV shows that you think are hilarious and should be on t-shirts for hardcore fans.
Right, things that, you know, I mean, not like "I'll be back" from Terminator, but some. lesser known.
That's definitely out. And if there's from side characters, that's even better.
Oh yeah, like not the main character.
Yeah, not the main characters.
I keep thinking of Mel Brooks stuff like Young Frankenstein, the wolf, the castle.
that's memorable to me.
Yes, it's memorable to us, but not other people. Because I've busted that out, and people had no idea, even though they were familiar with Young Frankenstein.
Oh, they still get the reference. You see, these are hardcore references.
Right. Well, you know, from Young Frankenstein, Aerosmith was watching it, and when he does the walk this way, and then he hands him the cane and makes him walk like he does. Mm-hmm. That's where they got the idea for Walk This Way, the song.
Really?
Yep. Came from Young Frankenstein. Huh. It's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Okay. Well, I've got to go. I hear the baby coming.
Baby's coming.
Yeah, that baby. He won't leave me alone.
Well, for anyone who's listening that wants to give out their dumb games that they played as kids or funny references from movies, how can they do that, Megan?
They can leave us a voice message, or they can reach out on Facebook at Sis Bro Show Comedy Duo, or they can tweet us at Sis Bro Show on Twitter.
Oh.
So many ways. I need to create us an Instagram, but right now I don't have one. But still, you have other ways, Facebook, Twitter, message us. You can even sisbroshowcomedyduo@gmail, I think. I don't know. Don't send an email. But just
don't. We'll get the email and give it to you now next episode.
Yeah, next episode. Later,
we got to verify that.
But on Twitter, I know we are sisbroshow. And you can look us up on Facebook at sisbroshowcomedyduo. And there's a link right in the episode text or whatever it's called.
Description
that says leave us a voice message
in the audio log.
Yeah.
Letter log. I don't, it's something down there. It's words. You can find a link there.
So yeah, just let us know. We want to know these famous or maybe not so famous quotes and stupid games you played because you were poor or you just didn't have electronics and you had to make up some stuff to keep yourself entertained.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We want to know it all.
We want to know.
All right, you ready to check us out?
I'm ready. Y'all have a good one. Y'all come on back now, you hear?